Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast. Brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Q102, good morning. Who's this?
Laura.
Laura, you caller 20.
Cool.
Yeah. What you up to today? What you got going on?
Not too much.
It looks like a beautiful
just
day
out. Oh, it is. It's gorgeous. Hopefully you'll get out there a little bit today, get some sunshine on your shoulders. John Denver says that's a wonderful thing.
I know. Is that a dumb question to ask during the time of social distancing? What are you doing today? Not a whole lot.
Yeah. Really.
Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play the 1K letter of the day. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day that Jeff is about to reveal to you now. So the rules are, do not repeat the same answer. And then if you need to pass, go ahead and pass and we'll circle back around. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So your letter today is the letter E.
E. That's a pretty, if you're going to get a vowel, I think E is probably your best bet.
I hope so.
All right.
So I got 30 seconds on the clock here, and I'm not going to start the timer until Jen asks the first question.
So here we go with the letter E. Name something you can wipe your butt with.
Pass.
A restaurant.
Pass on that too.
Something in your bedroom.
Stuffed elephant.
A spring flower.
Pass.
A TV game show.
Pass.
Something sweet.
Man.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I dine at Embers when they're open. That's what I was
Echo.
Trying to begin. Or Echo, yep. What's that place? Eggs.
E&O.
Something.
E&O Kitchen.
E&O, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking about Easter Lily. Would that have counted as a
I would have taken that.
We would have accepted
flower.
It.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That was hard. That was hard.
Something sweet. Energy drink.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Should have thought of that when my son drank some electric.
Yeah. It's all right.
Well, thanks for trying.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Again. We're going to play every day.
Good job, Laura. All right. Hang in there, sweetie. You can get through and get it again, girl.
I'm going to try.
Take it easy. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are you up to today? Really?
That reminds me
well,
of
a lot of people are going
you?
To work. I know, right?
The biggest question in our house over the last 2 weeks has been, so, what are we going to do for dinner today? That's all we're doing.
Well, that's what you're asking as soon as breakfast is over. So, what's for lunch?
What are we doing?
Yeah. Lunch. What's for dinner? How many snacks are you guys eating per day? Have you slowed down at all, or is it
bleep ton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been rationing our food. I have been meal planning us at night. Like, I kind of have like a schedule laid out. So I have like breakfast options are XYZ, whether it's cereal, oatmeal, whatever. And then lunch, I have XYZ. So you can pick from the category of either breakfast or lunch. But then at night, I've been planning the meal. Like, tonight, we're going to have grilled chicken. Since it's going to be nice outside, we're going to grill. And then we're going to have salad with roasted garlic. And then I have some Brussels sprouts.
Ooh,
and
that
then tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Yeah, like I've been trying to like plan our meal because, you know, A, number one, I love looking forward to what I'm going to eat next, like Jen was talking about.
What's next?
And B, I like to think about because, you know, I've been doing the instant carts. I've been trying to go through all of our meals and kind of plan that out so I know when I need to order more food or go to wherever to, or you know, get more food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting.
I guess Wednesday is April Fool's Day, and a lot of people are kind of asking themselves, with all things considered, you know, should I
mess with people?
Yeah, like, do I pull a prank? Yeah. What do we do? What's the temperature like? Considering the tone, would that be appropriate, or is this just a tone deaf thing to do? You know, how do I read the room when nobody's in the room with me?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the post that was going around over the weekend? It was from Governor DeWine saying that he was going to close down all establishments that sell alcohol.
Ooh. And
now that's just not funny.
That is not even close.
Chris
to
read
funny.
That and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so glad I bought that case of wine yesterday." And that was like my immediate thought, and then he clicked on it and it was a Rickroll video. Remember that? With Rick Astley, but I thought to myself, that would be, why didn't they post it on Wednesday instead of Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
But you freaked momentarily.
I did. I really did.
And you only had a case of wine to get you through? That wouldn't have been enough.
Yeah.
Well, one of Kristen's neighbors was on an errand for, one of those required, essential, need to get some food errands. And I guess they had stopped in the liquor section and picked up a few extra bottles. And they walked up to her doorstep and they placed a bottle there on the front porch. And then they rang the doorbell and took off. Total surprise. You know, what's that thing that they used to do? But usually it'd be like a bag of dog crap. Well, this was bourbon.
Yeah, ding-dong ditch.
There you go. Much nicer.
I know, it was funny. One of Scott's friends lives she lives close to us, about 10 minutes away. And I guess someone did something similar too. They put a full Mick Ultra can in her mailbox.
That's
so when
nice.
She went to get the mail, there was a beer in there and she thought we had did it. And I was like, no, but that's a great idea. And then I said, you know, feel free to drop by with full bottles of Tito's if you would like. We're accepting all forms.
Oh, that's funny. Well, we know at least one major brand that has decided to pass on pulling a standard light corporate humor April Fool's prank this year. Google has announced that it's going to, quote, take the year off from that tradition out of respect.
Yeah, I think
you just can't mess with people right now like that.
Meanwhile, something Jen mentioned in the Facebook Live video this morning, Uranus is leaking gas.
Uh-oh.
This may not be a complete surprise to anyone out there, but according to NASA, they found a glob of ionized gas called a plasmoid flying away from Uranus for the first time ever.
Look out, guys. Here comes a plasmoid
from Uranus.
That happened yesterday. Yeah.
Plasmoid is brewing.
They say,
Stand back. Here comes a plasmoid.
Every time you have chili, Tim.
26 feet, I think, is the...
I made homemade spaghetti sauce, meat sauce last night, and it smells like garlic and farts in this home studio this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is one perk, isn't it, for you to be at home?
Oh.
Broadcasting from home. Notice he doesn't leave his room that he's broadcasting in anywhere near as many times as he leaves the studio during the course of a regular show at home base.
Awesome.
Oh. The scientists say the glob of ionized gas will help them get more insight into Uranus, which is a very dark and mysterious place.
Yes, it is. Yes, and give it a ding.
I'm going to say we do that story one more time before the end of the show.
It's short. So it's to the point.
Uranus.
Plasmoid. Every plasmoid, time. Right? It's plasmoid.
Aren't you supposed to call it Uranus or something like that? Didn't somebody say we're they always try. Saying it wrong?
You say Uranus, I call it Uranus.
Our parents just tried to get us to say it that way.
That's where they failed.
Yep.
So
maybe next time.
Yeah, so here's something you might have thought about if you wear contact lenses. Is it safe to wear contacts or glasses during the outbreak? And the short answer is there's actually no real proof that glasses necessarily offer any true protection from it. And we're still not even sure if the virus can enter through your eyes. The jury is still out on that. But here's why a lot of the experts are saying you might want to opt for glasses anyway. Experts say it discourages you from touching the area behind the glasses, obviously, and a spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology talked about it in an interview and said apparently we touch our face a lot less when we are wearing glasses than when we're not. Yes, you can touch your glasses too when you take them on and off or adjust them, so it's not foolproof, but overall, he says there really is statistically less eye rubbing, face scratching, and face touching when you have your glasses on. Again, though, the most important thing to do right now is wash your hands as much as possible. So whether you opt for glasses or contacts, just don't get lazy. I do sometimes, like, I will adjust my glasses if they start to slide down my nose a little bit.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've been squinting a lot like that, Jeff, like trying to scoot them up with my cheeks and my nose and my face when they slide down.
Yeah.
But I did also think about this when I was out the other day. Like, I never really sanitize my glasses. Like, mm-hmm. I never wipe them off with one of those wipes or anything. So I did do that.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how much I touch my face. My fingers are just all over my face all the
Same.
Time.
Yeah. Me too.
It's constant.
Right.
I mean, even
it feels
just sitting
so good
here.
Though.
I know. Just but even just sitting here, look at Tim. That's
Tim's
exactly
doing it right
what
now.
I did. Yep. Yeah. The whole left side of his face is covered by the outside of his knuckles and his
yep.
fingers.
Oh, now he's doing his eyes.
I did the
eye crispies,
thing.
Boogers, scratching the forehead, getting in that
you
ear.
Getting in I that mean. Ear. Boy, you get in that ear.
Yeah.
It's allergy time.
He's got small,
I know, it's
he's
awful, isn't it?
Small ear canals, Jen. Lay off.
He has very little holes. Holes are narrow.
Yeah. I do that too, but I'm a fidgeter. Do you think that that's because we used to smoke, Jen? I know, Tim, you never smoked, but I was wondering if I'm like still like a fidgeter from
that hand to mouth kind of.
Yeah. Just like touching my hair, touching my face, scooting on my glasses, yeah. touching my lips, scratching my nose.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fidgety person.
Like, I'm channeling that nervous energy right now with the sticker on the side of my coffee, just tearing it up right now.
This is yeah.
Yeah. Instead of touching my face.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so weird. Such a weird thing. And you never really notice how much you do it until they tell you not to do
not
it anymore.
Not to. And then it's just so aware and it's right. just yeah. like, oh, my God.
That you're like, I'm just going to touch myself again and again and again. Oh, I did it again.
Well, and just, I mean, and not just my face. I mean, see? Touching everything. Okay, I got to ask you. I'm going to tell you a story and I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
So I'm here in my new house and the people that live up here are just so freaking nice. I mean, everybody is just so friendly. And a couple have popped in, you know, and kept their social distance, but to welcome me to the neighborhood. And one very, very lovely couple that isn't even living here yet. Their home is still being built. They came and they gave me a little package, a bag of homemade cookies.
Oh, that's nice. So what do you do in that situation?
You've mailed them
that's
to me and
my,
I'll let them sit for 3 days and then eat them.
I would too. I'm eating them.
Yep.
Oh, I totally ate them. I totally, yeah. They're, I mean... They're not.
I like that you're asking for advice and they're already gone.
They got
after the
But
fact.
I did have that, you know, at first I had that thought. I'm like, okay, what, you know, everything has been, these are homemade cookies. So you know that those were touched and the bags were touched and then the bags that the bags went in were touched and everything. So I had that thought. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to eat them. But I wonder how many people out there wouldn't. And what would the doctors tell you to do?
I think you're supposed to let it sit for like two. They say packages, 2 to 3, especially plastic, 2 to 3 days is kind of like.
Because cardboard is, would the cardboard's 24 hours and everything else is 3 days?
I think it's 2 to 3 days. I've just been letting everything sit. Like if it can, if Amazon's dropping something off. I mean, clearly I don't have anything perishable coming from Amazon, but I've just been letting it. We have a quarantined area in our garage where they set it down. If we pick it up, we put it in that area. We wash our hands and then we just let it kind of hang out there for a few days.
Yeah, that's probably a good plan. I'm not doing that. So if I get like DoorDash or something, I'll just give it a good spray with Lysol and just leave it out there for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to town. I mean,
you spray
really? You do
with
that?
Lysol?
You've been Lysoling it?
Yeah, the outside of the bag. But I mean, I know that doesn't do me any good when I'm actually opening up the, you know, that styrofoam box.
Right. They said in that case, Jeff, because I clearly I've read a lot about this. They said that you're supposed to transfer when you get your like take your food and transfer it into a container from your home, and then take that takeout container outside, wash your hands, and then consume your food.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. What's that about that then? Is then you have to do dishes.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the other beauties of having stuff delivered, you know?
But that's also like all we, I feel like every single day I am washing the dishes and washing clothes. Oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, now I feel like my mom. What are you kids doing that you're running me all day? How many times did you wear that? Put it back on. Ugh. It's driving me nuts.
And even after all that extra work.
But it's amazing how much time that stuff takes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that there's a lot of people that are home now with their kids all day and starting to go like, okay, if I ever doubted that stay-at-home moms didn't have a lot to do all day, or if I ever asked, I wonder what they do all day. Now we know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never doubted
those of us that work, right? Mm-hmm. But if we ever, we're really feeling the full effect of it now.
Well, I just know that with all these added steps, you know, the protocol and transferring like packages and mail and food deliveries, I go through all these steps and then I touch my face.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.